welcome to the Tuesday edition of Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. It's the Patreon show. It's also the Raytreon show. It's also today the Alan On show. Ray and Alan were here. My father, dad, Ray and my dad. I hate it when people say their parents' name as though it's their people. I hate two things. I hate if I refer to my father as Alan or dad. I don't like either of those things.
What do you call him?
I say my dad, my father. I don't say dad.
When you talk,
we had to send dad away.
When you talk to your sister about your father, what do you call him?
Just with my sister.
Oh.
Just with my sister. We had to send dad to the place because dad wasn't doing well. Now, my father put together a lavish Thanksgiving, which you, Ray, were very fortunate enough to be invited to.
It was lavish.
And any thoughts on the lavish affair?
It was delicious. Lots of fun.
And
Alan was cooking.
Dad, would you have any comment on your lavish Thanksgiving affair?
It might be the last one. You're like, Davey, he was threatening not to do DopeyCon because it's so much work. Well, 24 people came to Thanksgiving, and the last three was like an hour before they said they were coming. So it was massive re-moving around of things. But it worked. It worked. It was good.
It was fantastic.
I hope it was good.
You want to hear the criticism or do you want to hear the praise?
I don't want to hear any criticism.
So you want to hear praise? Everything was perfect. It was incredible.
All right, what was the problem? I mean, it wasn't enough mashed potatoes.
Problem number one, the mashed potatoes were situated on the end of the table.
Oh, far from
where all
you
greedy fucks ate all the fucking mashed potatoes. And by the time it came down to us, there's a teaspoon. My sister had to share it with Linda.
There was no mashed potatoes.
Get that the mic. Give it to Rick.
There was no mashed potatoes at my end.
You were there. I think you took all of the mashed potatoes in a vegetarian coup.
I didn't have any mashed potatoes.
Did my Uncle Kevin eat all the mashed potatoes?
I don't know. I didn't see them.
Somebody on that end of the table swiped all the potatoes. The mic has to be in front of
you. It was in front of Louis, Marius, Gail, Stewie. I would blame my brother, Kevin, but I don't think he was near it.
So you're blaming Stewie,
no,
Marius, Louis. Okay. Either way, the biggest problem was the bigger side dishes were not divvied in two. When my dear mother was alive, she knew to have potatoes on either end of the table.
Of course, I knew that also. The only problem was,
by the way,
Lori did all of the cooking and all the mashed potatoes pretty much, well, they fit into one thing and they had to be microwaved. That was the only part.
This is the worst excuse I've ever heard.
It was a terrible excuse because I was.
Once you heat up the potatoes in a giant thing, you know what you could do?
I could have split them up.
Split them up. You know what? That would have been potatoes for everybody.
Well, I split up everything else.
Instead, we went home and Nora said to Susan, can you believe Grandpa didn't have mashed potatoes for us?
Give me a break. That's too much criticism already.
Can you believe that? I thought Grandpa loved us, and yet everybody had mashed potatoes besides us.
Look, get back to the praise.
I also think Nora mentioned that she wanted you to teach her how to steal and deal drugs.
Here, Ray,
no,
I'm leaving.
I'm just kidding.
At my end, we had a spoon to lift up the green beans, so the green beans would come out one at a time.
Interesting. There was
we
another,
needed like a fork.
Another interesting thing was the last time you were on, Dad, and I called the show Al-Anon, a listener got very upset that we didn't talk about Al-Anon at all.
Did you ever go to Al-Anon?
Give him the mic.
Of course, I've never gone to Al-Anon.
I mean, of course.
Listen.
Wait, isn't Al-Anon for people like Alan?
No.
Isn't Al-Anon for people like Alan?
No, not for people like me. Me and my wife, we went to Families Anonymous. That's where we went.
Well, what we say in the program is another fellowship. We say no.
Sounds like Al-Anon.
It's exactly the same.
It was just fun to say that if I'm on talking into this microphone, it would be Al-Anon. That's all it was, a joke.
I know it went over her head. But before you go, something went over my dad's head, which I found interesting. I was trying to explain to my father the new dynamic, very work intensive, dopey schedule, and I'll tell you, and it's also a heads up for the people who might actually listen to the show. On Mondays, we are running the Dopey Replay, which means yesterday, if everything happened as planned, I replayed the Billy Strings interview without all the stuff in the beginning. So you turn it on, you hear me say, hello, welcome to Dopey, and then bang, it's Billy Strings. Tuesday is the Patreon show. And my father, I tried to explain this to him 100 times. He didn't understand the purpose of the Tuesday teaser.
I get it.
Can you explain it to my father?
I think I get it. If somebody sees Billy Strings in Rolling Stone magazine and they want to hear it, and then they hear you talking, they're going to turn it off.
Ray doesn't know what's going on. No, my father doesn't understand that. You know how Tuesday we have a show on Patreon?
Yeah.
And I put, you don't understand either. I can tell you don't understand either. And on the regular feed, I play a little teaser so that people might join Patreon. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
He doesn't. Neither of you understand.
You did that for Billy Strings?
Oh, God help me. Jesus. Jesus on the cross. Why do I talk to you people? No. Billy Strings is going to be the replay of just the interview. The teaser for Tuesday is every Tuesday we have a show on Patreon. You're on the show half the time. You don't know that we have the show on Patreon? What do you think is happening?
I think I do. When I called you one time, I'm like, why is my name on the internet?
Right, exactly. Because we have a teaser on the regular feed to throw to Patreon. You understand this now, Dad?
I understand it perfectly.
When did it start making sense?
It always made sense. But just the new things that you should explain to the Dopey Nation.
So, but first, I want to go over this.
I know Tuesday.
Selby was very upset when he found out that in the Tuesday teaser, there was exclusive stuff that wasn't on the Patreon show. And as a Patreon member, that made him very upset.
Absolutely. So, but what happened?
I just do that. I feel like I'm just giving. I just I'm constantly innovating and coming up with new stuff. Hold on, what'd you say?
I have nothing else to give.
excuse me. Why? I don't know. So this week, this is going to be the teaser and the show. I'm not going to do that anymore. There's another listener named Nicole who demanded I have exclusive stuff on the main feed, too. But it's getting very complicated. Wednesday is the new show called A Wednesday Dose of Dopey, which is interviews that I probably would never put on the Friday show. Usually they're shorter interviews. Thursday. And this week on Wednesday, if all things go well, what, Dad?
No, nothing. I'm just listening.
I think on Wednesday there's going to be a kid called Naughty God who has his face covered with tattoos, and he rates people's nods. That's his claim to fame.
Nod?
Yeah, like when they nod on fentanyl and heroin in the street. Yes. And then Thursday we're going to play The Best of Dopey from the Vault. And this Thursday we're going to replay the Mountain Girl Garcia interview, and then Friday is the actual show. So that's 5 days of Dopey. Ray, you look concerned.
No,
Dad,
I have a question.
Yes,
how many of those days are just the Patreon people can hear it?
None.
They're all free.
Tuesday is the Patreon show.
Yes,
which is exclusively on Patreon. So if you want to hear the Tuesday, I see what you did there, Dad. That's very, very crafty of you. If you want to hear the exclusive Tuesday Patreon show, you go to www. You didn't do this on purpose, did you?
Yeah, no.
www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. The other shows will all be available without inserted ads on Patreon.
Uh-huh. But the people who are not on Patreon, when they listen to them, they will have those ads added into it.
If they listen on the main feed, there will be ads inserted. But you can circumvent those advertisements by going to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. Now, Ray, are you concerned it might be too much Dopey?
You're spreading yourself too thin.
Listen, you don't even work. All you do is watch TV all day. I'm trying to make a buck over here. What do you want from me?
Dave texted me today. What are you doing? I was like, watching TV.
What were you watching?
I was watching YouTube.
What were you watching?
I can't remember.
Have you ever watched this YouTube video about this guy who, like, he's like, I found an abandoned pet store.
Yes, yes.
That's got to be fake. He had one that said, I found an abandoned swimming pool and there were dolphins in it. Could that possibly be real?
No.
You don't remember what you were watching?
I could look at my history.
Now, Dad, you look very concerned. Do you think it's too much dopey for the audience?
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
If you want to know if it is too much dopey for the audience, or if you want to know if it's too much audience for my dad, too much dopey for the audience, according to my dad, go to Patreon, www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. I miss doing exclusive stuff on the teaser. I really do. But I need to pace myself. I need to be careful. What I also need to say is this Saturday, we are doing the Dopey Patreon Zoom. So sign up at www.patreon.com/dopey and come join us on Saturday night. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be posted on Patreon. My plan is to go crazy putting shit out. And I would love to know your opinion about that. So please write us at dopeypodcast@gmail.com. And until next week, or until tomorrow on the Wednesday dose of Dopey, it's going to be too much. Until tomorrow on the Wednesday dose of Dopey, stay strong, my brothers and sisters, in and out of recovery, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to take a walk around the world. Wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Oh yeah. I wanna be good so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna take a ride up in the sky. Watch those airplanes just pass me by. I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of those people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good so bad. So bad, bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad, yeah, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. Mind if I left this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds, 'cause peace and love are very, 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 very hard to find. I wanna be good, so bad, so bad. Bad desire is all I've ever had. be good. So bad, so bad, yeah. Bad desires, all I've ever had. It's 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 all I've ever had. These suckers make me mad. I wanna call my dad. Yeah, it's all I've ever had. I wanna call my dad. These suckers make me mad. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had.